You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Greg Rubenstein. Dr. Rubenstein is the founder of 57th Street Chiropractic, located in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, where he has been practicing since 1993. He specializes in pediatric and family care, and Dr. Rubenstein is a longstanding member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. He is now serving as president of the New York Chiropractic Council. For his hard work and dedication, he was selected as the recipient of the Beacon Award, which is the highest award given by the council, also known as the Chiropractor of the Year for New York State. He's done extensive work in Ethiopia, bringing pediatric chiropractic care to impoverished children. And Dr. Rubenstein is widely considered to be one of the top chiropractors in the U.S. and is also a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic. Is chiropractic care safe for infants and children? Hi, Dr. Rubenstein. How are you today?
I'm doing great today, Liz. How's everything in your world up there?
Everything is great. And we're going to talk about another one of your specialties. So let's jump in. How does chiropractic care for infants and children differ from treatment for adults?
Well, the elephant in the room there is, it's funny, you know, people come in and get adjusted, and sometimes when we make adjustments, there's a release of gas from a joint, and it makes a little click or a pop sound. And some people have an unfounded fear of that sound, like they think bones are cracking, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. But what I want to share is that the reason to check a child is the same reason that you would check an adult, right? We're looking to get the spine to a state of what we call clear and pressure off the nerve system. These are caused by something called vertebral subluxations, which can be caused by the birth trauma, infants get dropped, falls when they're learning to walk, rough housing with their brothers and sisters. There are so many different things that can create these misalignments, or what we call vertebral subluxations. When we get pressure off the nerves and clear a nerve system, we get a better expression of life. And the odd thing that I've talked about before is most adults will wait till they're in pain before they ever get their spine checked. But the one thing that I always quote and I say is that it's easier to raise healthy children than to repair broken adults. So checking a spine early and keeping that nerve system clear and making sure the mechanics are all smooth is the primary reason for checking a child. Now, the adjustment requires a lot less pressure. And it's actually safer to adjust infants and children than to adults, because adults have stress, tension, poor posture. They've been on the planet longer. They've had more injuries. And their spine is fully ossified. When I look at an infant spine, it's cartilaginous. It's soft. It's malleable. It's designed to be compressed. And all it takes is enough finger pressure, about the same amount of pressure you would use to touch your eyelid, to correct the child's spine. So it is super safe. It's super gentle. The reasoning behind it is to detect and remove those vertebral subluxations, but the actual techniques vary quite a bit when we're working with infants and young children. So there's a big difference in the way you adjust a child and the way you adjust an adult, but they're both extremely safe. And the last thing I always want to talk about when we talk about safety is malpractice insurance. It costs me about $2,300 a year to insure my practice. It costs more to insure my car than my practice. So what chiropractic does is very safe, because these insurance companies are really smart people, and they base the fees, how much I get charged, on risk. And because chiropractic has such a low risk, they can't charge a high rate. Medical doctors pay tens of thousands of dollars for their malpractice insurance. OBGYNs pay $200,000 or a quarter of a million. Anesthesiologists and surgeons pay a much higher rate because what they do has much more risk. There is very little risk for children getting injured. I've never even heard of a case or anything that gets reported. And so I think chiropractic is about as safe as it could be for infants and children, much safer than putting, you know, off-label medications into kids to try and help them, you know, get back on the right track, especially when they're dealing with colicky babies and things like that.
And how early can chiropractic care begin for infants? And what would the chiropractor be checking for?
You know, those are good questions. And again, having a strong understanding of what chiropractic is, a chiropractor is always checking the spine for the same thing. It's what we call that vertebral subluxation or those misalignments. And so what's important to understand is that when we have those misalignments, it irritates the nerve system. It creates static in the line. And that's important to understand. Kids, they seem kind of, you know, rubbery and kind of like almost, you know, indestructible at times. But we can actually start working with kids, you know, from the minute they're born. The earliest I've ever adjusted an infant was about 6 hours old. I was, you know, invited, you know, by the parents to come to the home and check the baby after the home birth. I've gone and, you know, checked my staff, you know, after they had their kids. So there's really no too early, no too late. You're always going to benefit by checking the spine and making sure that these kids get off to a healthy start, because remember, it's their nerve system that controls every stage of growth and development. All their neurologicals, all the development happens within the nerve system, and when that nerve system is healthy and free-flowing, everything happens on schedule and on time.
And can chiropractic care help improve a child's development and overall body function?
Yeah, Liz, you know, we kind of touched a little bit on that, and that's really the main thing and the main way chiropractic works. You know, childhood is a key time for, you know, postural habits to develop and those postures to start setting in. And, you know, kids just want to be like their parents. I can't tell you that there was one time this guy came in. He was probably in his mid-30s, and he had his son with him who was probably 3 or 4. And they were dressed exactly the same. They were wearing the same khakis, the same shirt. And, you know, this dad had a very interesting way of standing where both his hands were in his front pocket, his shoulders were rounded, and his head was kind of dropped down a little bit. And I literally took a look down at his son, and it was looking at like mini-me. It was like a carbon copy of the dad. He had the exact same posture. And we forget, these kids are watching us. They're watching us in every stage of growth and development. They just want to be like us. So if we hold our head a certain way, our habits about how we use the phone, all those things, they're looking to us. And the developmental years are a perfect time to make sure that we preserve the abundant health habits of our kids. And we need to teach them how to have healthy posture. We need to teach them about exercise. We need to teach them that misalignments can put pressure on the spine and that it's important for them to have chiropractic care, because what they learn as kids, they'll continue as adults. And, you know, it's really important. You know, when we talk about development and body function, when these kids are so young, they can't really communicate what their needs are, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just so important to maximize and make sure that that nerve system is, you know, running at its best and running like a DSL or a T1 line, not that crummy dial-up we started with 30 years ago. So it's so important to make sure that every stage of growth and development is accompanied by proper nerve system function, proper alignment, and healthy habits.
So along those lines, what are some common pediatric conditions that chiropractic care helps with?
Well, chiropractic can help, you know, tons of different things in infants and children and adults. And what's great about chiropractic care is most of the things that, you know, we help kids with, we can also help adults with. Because, again, it all goes back to nerve system and removing nerve interference. When I kind of talk to moms, like the common things that people bring in, there's a laundry list, but it can boost immune system function, colic relief. We get a lot of kids that are sick more frequently with, you know, ear infections. It can help improve breastfeeding and latching and turning the head. A lot of moms come with, you know, kids that are colicky and they're in sympathetic overdrive because their nerve system is so you know, jacked up and sympathetically overdrive that they don't sleep. So improved sleep is another thing that we see with infants and children. Helps a lot with reflux. You know, I can't tell you how many times I see infants, you know, kids that are 6 months old that are doctors are prescribing off-label Prevacid and different types of things to kind of help them with, you know, digestive issues that they're having at, you know, like 6 to 8 weeks. It's just crazy. You know, sleep disorders, kids who are fussy, it improves in post-birth recovery for both mom and the child. Torticollis is something we see a lot of infants and children with. So chiropractors will adjust babies just to improve overall health. Kids suffering with asthma, it helps improve healthy brain development, physical development. We see constipation cases all the time where, you know, the kid has improved. I actually have a colleague out on Long Island, and he's nicknamed the poop doctor. Like, a lot of these moms have these constipated kids, and they look them up, and they go and they bring their kids from far and wide for this guy to check their kids. And a lot of them, you know, go and take care of business as soon as they see the chiropractor. It encourages and healthy growth, can help with irritable infant syndromes, and just aids in physical development. I mean, the laundry list goes on and on and on, but since the nerve system controls everything, anything that the nerve system controls, if we can get pressure off that nerve system, we can see a return to normal physiology and function, and that's what we're always looking for. It's not a miracle by any ways. It's just a return to normal function. Kids are designed to be healthy, and that's how they should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what should parents expect during their child's first chiropractic visit?
The first chiropractic visit always kind of consists of two parts, right? We're going to start off with a detailed consultation, right? And we're going to explain to them what chiropractic is, and more importantly, what chiropractic is not, right? Because some people think it's like this panacea that, you know, anything that we do on a kid and all of a sudden, you know, tumors are going to fall off their face and they're just going to, you know, turn around right away. And it doesn't really work like that all the time. There are a lot of these things that are seemingly miraculous, but it's really just a return to normal. So we go through the consultation. We ask about the birth history. Was the birth traumatic? Was it a C-section? Was it a vaginal delivery? Were there complications? Was there, you know, gestational diabetes? So we really dive deep into mom's health history and then whatever happened at the birth. And we will find out that information, and that'll help guide us into the examination. With the examination, the big thing is, remember, kids can't tell you what's going on. An infant is not going to be communicating what their issues and what their potential needs are. So we use a lot of thermography, which can tell us a lot about where the misalignments are and how severe they are. Sometimes we will do x-rays, even on infants and children. I tend to be more sparing with that unless I really think it's important to help me find out where the problem is coming from. But to see is to know, and to not to see is to guess. So we are very thorough on the initial examination and the history. And because the more we know about that infant and the more we know about the parent's goals, the more we can really help them. So it's really a lot of explanation because people aren't that familiar with what we do in chiropractic. And that's why I love doing these blogs, to get people information. Obviously, I can't tell everyone everything on these blogs and these phone calls and these conversations. But if it guides them to our website, everything is all spelled out there. There's hundreds of these blogs and articles that I've written and interviews with other doctors that you can really gain a lot of knowledge. And then once people have knowledge, then they can make the decisions for themselves, right? It's not a totalitarian thing where I just tell parents what to do. I invite them to participate and to learn that there's a natural, holistic way to maintain the health of your spine and your nerve system. And the healthier your spine is, the healthier your nerve system is when you're young, the healthier it's going to be when you're older. And a lot of these problems that people experience later in life can be staved off. And that's why chiropractic care, we joke around and we say it should be from the womb to the tomb. But it's really not a joke. If you care for your spine for your whole life, it'll be healthier. If you care for your teeth your whole life, they're going to be healthier. If you exercise your whole life, you're going to be healthier. Anything that you need to do to keep yourself healthy, you need to do consistently, repetitively, and throughout the course of your lifetime. And chiropractic is no different.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Rubenstein. I know you're busy, and we appreciate all of your time and help.
It's great to be here, and it's great to help people find their way to natural health.
Okay, and for our listeners across the country, if you're interested in speaking with Dr. Rubenstein, you can go to www.chiropractormidtown.com or call 212-977-7094 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.